with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate has confirmed 48 Trump nominees on a block vote.
Republicans acted for the first time under new rules to clear a backlog of executive branch positions that had been delayed by Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 51 and the nays are 47, and the nominations on block are confirmed.
Senate Republicans moved last week to make it easier to confirm large groups of lower-level non-judicial nominations. The new Senate rules allow Senate Republicans to move multiple nominees with a simple majority vote. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump is cheering the suspension of late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel.
The president called Kimmel's suspension great news for America.
He said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
ABC pulled the show after pressure from Trump's FCC chairman, but the president said it wasn't a free speech issue.
You can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
Writing online, the president called for the removal of NBC's late night hosts, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, citing horrible ratings. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Five police officers were shot. Three of them were killed when serving a warrant at York County, Pennsylvania farm on Wednesday afternoon. York County District Attorney Tim Barker lists the names of the three officers killed.
Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Emenheiser were all killed following the brutal ambush that was committed upon them by the actor.
The man was accused of stalking his ex-girlfriend. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 124 points. The Nasdaq rose 209. This is SRN News. How religious is your state?
According to a detailed ranking compiled by the Pew Research Center, Mississippi is the most religious state in the nation. 50% of its residents can be considered highly committed to their faith. South Carolina comes in second, followed by South Dakota, Louisiana, and Tennessee. At the other end of the spectrum, Vermont is the least religious state, followed by New Hampshire, Maine, the District of Columbia, and Nevada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a reputation for friendliness, but a new report finds the region is having a problem with anti-Semitism. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 2024. In fact, the problem is a national and the global one, but the ADL says the rise in anti-Semitic incidents was higher than in any other region. SRN News. House Republicans have come up with a new plan to help ensure their version of a continuing resolution will be passed in the Senate, Bob Agnew reports.
After Friday's expected passage of the House version of a spending bill, Republicans in the chamber say they may gavel out of session, get out of town, and not come back until after October 1st. That would be past the deadline for Senate and House negotiators to hammer out a compromise before the end of the month deadline. That means unless Senate Democrats go along with Republicans and pass the House bill in their chamber, a shutdown will ensue and Democrats won't be able to blame the Senate GOP. Bob Agnew reporting.
More and more Afghanistan provinces are losing access to fiber optic internet after the country's leader imposed a complete ban on the technology. It's the first time a ban of this kind has been imposed since the Taliban seized power. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.